Okay, let's jump right in today. We've got this fascinating itinerary in front of us. It's all laid out, a private tour exploring two huge Spanish cities, Barcelona and Madrid.
That's right. It's called Treasures of Two Spanish Capitals. And what we're doing is, well, we're going to unpack this specific journey day by day.
Exactly. Just based on what's written here, what kind of experience does this tour actually offer? What places would you see? What insights are promised?
Yeah, what's the story this particular path tells through Spain's history and culture? Let's dig in. So you start in Barcelona.
Right, day one. Welcome to Catalonia. It looks like arrival is made really smooth.
Oh, yeah. A private driver meets you right at the airport. No hassle finding your way.
That sounds ideal. And they take you straight to your hotel, you check in,
Yeah.
then what?
Well, the rest of that first day is actually yours. It's free time. So you could, explore a bit on your own, grab dinner, or just relax before the planned stuff starts.
Okay, makes sense. Ease into it. Then day two gets going.
It does. Day two is about Barcelona's Gothic heart. So after breakfast, your guide meets you right at the hotel.
And it's straight into a walking tour, right?
Yeah.
A half day focused on the medieval district.
Yep. And they really talk it up, described here as one of the biggest, most architecturally diverse medieval districts in Europe. You're heading into the Casa Antic.
The old town. I picture those really narrow, winding streets.
Exactly. The Gothic quarter built around the old Roman Forum. You'll see the Barcelona Cathedral outside, and then you go inside too.
Oh, good. So you get to experience the interior.
Definitely. You'll also walk through the old Jewish quarter, the Call, see Sant Jaume Square with the Generalitat Palace and City Hall from the outside.
And the Square of the King, the old royal palace. Wow, that's a lot of history packed in.
It really is. Then the tour moves towards the Ribera district. You'll see the Santa Maria del Mar Church.
Ah, wasn't that one connected to these sailors and merchants?
Precisely. It mentions its connection to sailors, traders, craftsmen, like the people who really built that part of the city back then.
So, a real sense of the community's history. How does that part wrap up?
It finishes up on La Rambla. The notes say access is included, suggesting a proper walk along there. You end up near those open air terraces, maybe grab a coffee.
Best way to finish. Then back to the hotel, and the afternoon is free again.
That's right. Rest of the day is yours.
Okay, day three sounds like a big shift. Gaudi time.
Absolutely. After breakfast and checking out of the hotel, you meet your guide and a private driver this time.
Ah, driver too. So less walking, more covering ground.
Looks like it. Makes sense for seeing Gaudi's work, which is a bit more spread out. First stop is Park Güell.
The colorful one. Mosaics, strange shapes.
Exactly. Time to stroll the paths, enjoy the views, and then the big one.
The Sagrada Familia.
The Sagrada Familia Basilica. Described here as astonishing, Gaudi's most brilliant masterpiece, Barcelona's most recognizable symbol.
And you definitely go inside.
It seems clearly implied, yes. Visiting it is the highlight, and entrances for key sites are generally noted as included.
Right, so you soak all that in.
Then it's off to the train station. You're heading to Madrid.
Okay, the transition. Afternoon travel.
Seems like it. High-speed train journey to Madrid. On arrival there, again, you're met and transferred to your downtown hotel to check in.
And the first evening in Madrid, similar to Barcelona.
Yep, evening at leisure, chance to maybe wander the old town nearby, find somewhere for dinner, get your first taste of Madrid's atmosphere.
Good. So, day four in Madrid, what's the focus?
Day four dives into Madrid de los Austrias, Habsburg Madrid, basically the old town from the 16th, 17th centuries. After breakfast, another walking tour with your guide.
Where does this walk take you?
You head towards Plaza de Oriente. And a key point here, you actually go inside the Palacio Real, the royal palace.
Oh, brilliant. Not just seeing it from the outside.
Exactly. You'll also see the outside of the Almudena Cathedral nearby. Walk down Major Street.
Sounds very grand, that Habsburg era.
It does. The walk continues to Plaza de la Villa, then through St. Michael's Market, which they note is always bustling. So a bit of modern life mixed in.
A bit of local flavor.
Yeah, and down the Cava de San Miguel, described as picturesque.
And where does this historical walk end?
It finishes in two really famous spots, the iconic Plaza Mayor and then the breathtaking Puerta del Sol.
Classic Madrid landmarks, and then free time again.
Back to the hotel, rest of the day is yours. Seems to be a pattern-guided immersion than personal time.
Okay, day five. We're moving forward in time.
We are exploring 19th century Madrid, the Madrid of the Bourbons. Another walking tour focusing on a different historical layer.
What kind of sights are on this route?
You walk through what's called a chain of fabulous squares, Puerta de Alcalá, Plaza Cibeles, past those big monumental fountains, Cibeles, Apollo, Neptuno.
I can picture those. Very elegant.
Right. Then past the Spanish Parliament near the Atocha train station and into the area known as the Golden Triangle of Art.
The big museums. Prado, Thyssen, Reina Sofia.
Exactly. Though the itinerary highlights a visit to just one of them.
The Prado.
The Prado Museum, yes. Called one of the world's greatest art galleries, Madrid's top cultural site. You go inside this 18th century neoclassical building.
And what do you see inside? Do they specify?
They do. It mentions seeing the most significant gems, listing specific masters. El Greco, Velazquez, Goya, Raphael, Rubens. So a focused look at the highlights. Prado entrance is included.
That's a huge cultural hit for one day. And then free time after the museum visit.
Seems so. Back to the hotel, rest the day free.
Okay, so we've done Barcelona, two layers of Madrid. What's day six?
Day six is a big one, a day trip outside the capital. You're going to Toledo.
The historical capital. That sounds amazing. How does that work logistically?
It's interesting. After breakfast, you actually check out of your Madrid hotel.
Oh, really? So you take your luggage?
Well, it says check out, then walk to the station for the train to Toledo, this UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Okay, so a full day dedicated to Toledo.
Seems like it. When you arrive in Toledo, a local guide meets you right at the station.
A local guide, interesting. Different from the Madrid guide.
Yeah, specialized for Toledo. They lead you on a tour of its mesmerizing landmarks. You'll be walking cobblestone streets, seeing fortified walls, that incredible medieval architecture.
What specific places do you visit in Toledo?
It highlights the 13th century Cathedral of Toledo and the synagogue. Entrances for both are included, really emphasizing that mix of cultures Toledo is famous for.
Christian-Jewish heritage side by side, that's powerful.
Definitely. After the tour, you take the train back to Madrid, and then it says you walk back to your hotel.
Wait, back to the hotel you checked out of?
That's what it implies, walk back to your hotel. So maybe luggage was stored or arrangements are made. It suggests you're staying that final night back in the same Madrid hotel, despite the morning checkout mention. We stick to what's written.
Okay. A bit unusual, but clear enough. So Toledo is the capstone experience before departure.
It looks that way. And then day seven is simply departure. After breakfast, a private driver picks you up from the hotel lobby for the transfer to the airport.
Okay, so let's synthesize this. Looking back at the whole flow, Barcelona starts with the very old, the Gothic quarter.
Right, grounding you immediately in deep medieval history. But then, bam, the next morning it pivots completely to Gaudi's modernism. That contrast within Barcelona itself is quite striking, isn't it?
Yeah, it sets up this idea of layers right away. History and boundary-pushing art. The Madrid.
Madrid is presented chronologically, almost. First, the Habsburgs, the seat of imperial power, the royal palace being central to that day.
Followed by the Bourbons, grand avenues, public spaces, and crucially, the art. Moving from political power to cultural treasures with the Prado visit.
Exactly. And then, after experiencing both capitals, you do the Toledo trip.
Placing Toledo at the end, after Madrid. What does that suggest?
Well, it could be seen as a way to emphasize the deep, complex, multicultural roots underlying everything else. It's like saying, remember this foundational history, this coexistence of cultures, which informs both Barcelona and Madrid, even as they evolve differently. It's a step back to the bedrock, maybe.
That makes sense. It's not just a random collection of sites. This specific sequence seems designed to tell a particular story about Spanish identity, medieval roots, artistic innovation, imperial power, cultural flourishing, and the enduring legacy of its multi-faith past.
Precisely. You're not just sightseeing, you're tracing these specific threads. You'd literally walk through centuries, stand in palaces, see era-defining art. It's an immersion shaped by this particular path.
And the practical side seems well handled too, based on the notes. Downtown hotels, the guides, breakfasts.
Yeah, the specific included entrances are key. Barcelona Cathedral, Prado, Toledo Cathedral, the synagogue, plus La Rambla access mentioned, trains between cities, airport transfers, support team. The logistics seem covered.
So thinking about this journey, Gothic Barcelona, then Gaudi, then Habsburg and Bourbon Madrid, capped off by medieval Toledo.
What unique narrative, what specific story about Spain's soul do you think this curated path, this selection of treasures is ultimately trying to convey?
That's definitely something to ponder.
Yeah.
A really interesting way to experience Spain laid out here. Well, that's our deep dive into this particular itinerary.
Indeed. And remember, if you've got sources you want us to explore, bring them on for the next deep dive.